Good morning. We're continuing with Chayodim, Kolam and Aleph, Simon Mem Gimel. So in Mem Gimel, he starts talking about the halachas of other Svarim, and he's going to talk about those again in the upcoming Simonim. So let's learn what the Chayodim has to say, and then we're going to talk about maybe some actual other details, the halacha l'maisa. So it might take a few days to accomplish this. Let's start with Mem Gimel. So we said a Sefer Torah, a person cannot sit on the same level as a Sefer Torah. Sefer Torah is on a bench. A person cannot be seated on that bench. What about other Svarim, a person sitting on a bench? And there are other Svarim on the bench. Is a person allowed to be seated in that situation? So the Chayodim's Lashon is, it's appropriate for a person to be machmer, not to sit b'shav alahem. Preferably, if they are placed in something, that would seem to make it mutter according to the Chayodim. I'm going to skip what he talks about Sefer Torah. It's very uncommon that we should be actually sitting together with the Sefer Torah. So he says, he skips down three lines. The next halacha is you cannot put Svarim down on the ground. I feel ala madrega shlifnei Oron HaKodesh. So it's not on the ground. There's steps going up to the Oron HaKodesh. So it's raised off the ground. But since that's a place where people walk, so it functions in halacha, the equivalent as if he's putting it on the ground. And therefore, it's going to be osur. And that's a Ramah and Yerudea, that the steps going up to the Oron HaKodesh have the same status as putting it on the ground. Now, if there's difficulty finding a place for people to sit or put swarm, etc., so he's going to make all modulation b'shava in the swarm b'shas atchak. So going back, we said two levels over here that you cannot sit in the same level as a sefer. Number one, number two, we said the halacha that you cannot put a sefer in a place on the ground or a place where people walk. So going back to the first halacha, he says, we don't have a choice, but due to the limited space of a person sitting parallel in the same place where a sefer is placed, that's going to be permitted b'makom hadchak. Okay, let's continue. We'll talk about some of the details afterwards. So that's the second halacha. The third halacha is also l'ilui sefer Torah. So you can't hang a sefer Torah. And similarly, some poskim can apply this to a sefer as well. A common example of that would be some women's sidurim, these very nice leather-bound sidurim, have a chain attached to them. The person should not hold the sefer by the chain like you've been holding a purse. You hold the top of the... So that's an appropriate way to hold a sefer. Simen Mem Hei. In Zarkan Kisvei HaKodesh, you cannot throw Sefer HaKodesh. So that's the fourth halacha, but you cannot throw them. If you're halachas of HaKodesh, you have to pass them. Number five, you cannot put Sefer HaKodesh upside down. Sefer is open. It should not be placed, it should not be turned with its face down. If you found it as such, you have responsibility to turn it over. The Gemara says this, in regards to on Shabbos, a person found a sefer written in a scroll form facing downwards, he should turn it around and have it face upwards. Okay. Next halacha, memvav, in lahashin rain b'fnei svarim, a person cannot relieve himself in the presence of svarim. Then he says, they said zar kol kapanim yumanochim gavayim yutvachim, if the sefer is in a different rishus, it's 10 tefachim off the ground. So it's like in a different rishus. So b'shas atchak, they would be permitted. They lived in very small, crowded circumstances. So that was an example of b'shas atchak. The modern version of this is the question that we'll talk about changing diapers, etc., with a child in the presence in a room where there's swarm there. Okay, now. Skipping to Mem Ches. So the last halacha about he says about the halachas of the last siman, which talks about the lachos of the kavod for svarim, is memches. Also, the shtamish b'sefer lanosoi. A person cannot use a sefer for the person's own physical benefit. It's hot out, the sun is shining on me, and I want to use the sefer to block the window, block the sun coming in, so I shouldn't have the sun burning down directly on me. Okay, so you want to use it to block people's view and get some privacy. Okay. Now he says a kula, he says in a case where it's going to be permitted. But he gives a few more examples of where you cannot do this. I want to raise a sefer up to learn from it. Is that permitted? He talks about that. I have some blank paper pages and I want to draw lines in them. So I'm leaning against the sefer, using that as a support for these papers. So I can't do that. Chedem says to write on the Divrei Torah on the paper while the paper is being supported by the sefer, he holds it permitted. Then he says you should not put other items inside of the sefer, pieces of paper. You should not be placed inside of a sefer. Again, we'll talk about the details. Okay, so those are the examples that the Chayyadim gives. And so we've given, just very, very, very briefly, we've looked at Simon Gimel, sitting on the same level of them, number one, putting on the karka, number two, hanging them, number three, throwing them, number four, turning upside down is number five, relieving oneself in front of them is number six, using it for your person's benefit is number seven. And he gave the examples of a few examples of that. And over the next few days, we'll go through some of these pratim in more detail and explain them. Have a good day.